Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Howdy.
Good. I'm doing good. I've been listening to you guys for many years. I wanted to tell you that I used to work at a prison here in California.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
And all right. In the Sacramento area.
Of course. Folsom?
No, it was down a little bit farther south of there. And I did have the inmates listening to your station, the ones that I was in charge of in my area.
All right, good.
And they looked forward to listening to you guys. But the whole thing is when you go to prison, it's not the way that guy had mentioned it. It goes down. When you get brought in, the prison I was at was a reception center. So when you get sentenced to whatever your case was, you'll go there for like 90 days, 3 months, and you'll find out where you're going to be serving your time, what facility. And most of the people in there are only there for 90 days. The other half of the prison are the lifers and the people who are serving in that particular prison for their duration of...
Can you imagine anyone going into prison, going to the guy's website to get tips?
No, not at all. But they do have web access, some of the inmates, supervised web access.
So when you say it's nothing like he said, I mean, there's not... There aren't strategies that you can employ to, protect yourself?
Well, there are, but let me run down just quickly the way I've seen it personally go down, and it has gone down to where some people get
go down.
The thing you're doing is you're being asked for favors and things. But normally, what happens is when you get brought in and you're by yourself, you're a blue collar guy, and you're just out of your element being
Joe.
In prison. They will ask you. Most of them will come up to you and just ask you who you're running with. And they'll want to know.
Running with the devil.
Running with the night.
They want to know who are you backing. So if you're either...
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Well, you'll get beat up for sure then.
Yeah.
They want to know what race you're after. And if you just tell them, look, I'm just here, they'll...
The amazing race.
But what they'll tell you is, as long as you're going to be in here and you say you're not running with anybody, don't ask us for help.
Now, all I can say is that prison would be no fun with a guy like that, would it?
With what guy?
The guy that was just on the phone.
Well, I think he wasn't a prisoner. He was a guard.
That's what I mean. It would be no fun if he was a screw.
No. God. So he says you got to pick a group. You got to pick a group to run with.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'd call my group New Kids on the Block.
In sync.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You'll be fine.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Bill from Chico, California.
Hi there,
and
Bill.
I'm willing to sell anybody a copy of my Shawshank Redemption because you're going to learn a lot more from that movie than this guy, Dr. Prison.
All right, thank you.
I thought the prisoners were way too nice in Shawshank Redemption.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They want to know who are
you. I like rape. I want to go to prison.
I like rape.
I like rape, too.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
I spent about 2 years in prison in Wichita here in Kansas, and that's not the way it works.
And can we ask first, what were you in for?
Theft.
Theft. Okay. And how was your experience? Was it a good experience?
No,
did you
not
have
really.
Fun?
Were you raped?
Do what?
We had so many questions. Was it a good experience? Did you have fun? And were you raped?
No, I wasn't raped. I was never offered, and... probably wouldn't have took them up anyway. If you mind your own business, no big deal. There's guys who got the same idea as everybody else. They're there to do their time and get it over with.
So you probably would have turned them down. Huh?
Well, there's the, for some strange reason, I feel suddenly non-queasy talking to this guy. Mind your own business. That might be the best strategy.
However, this guy, rape isn't normally an offer. It's not something you can take someone up on.
I like rape.
Well, I think what he was saying was nobody approached him. I think that's what he was saying.
Maybe he's just not good looking enough.
Don, it's not about sex. It's about power.
Not about looks.
Hello, maybe Don. He didn't pick up on the signals.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's about trust in prison.
It's about trust?
Yes, it's about trust in prison, who you run with. I'm calling from Vacaville, California right now in prison.
Are you calling from prison?
You're not in prison.
Yes, right. Yes, I am calling from prison.
No, you know it. No, you're not. And you know how we know that we've gotten calls from guys in the joint, and you got to get that thing first that says, will you accept a call from so-and-so?
I'm not calling on that phone. That's a pay phone.
Right.
Right. You're calling on what, the private phone in your cell?
I'm calling from I'm calling from a cell phone.
You have a cell phone?
A cell
phone. Well, one of the guards.
A cell phone. Get it?
Cell phone.
Call him. No, one of the guards has a cell phone, and we do favors for each other.
Put the guard on the phone, then.
What kind of
Hold
favors?
On one second.
What kind of favors?
How many bars do you have?
Yo. Hey, Bobby Mike Show. You want to speak to you?
Yeah, right.
Get ready. Everybody get ready for a little playlet here.
Yeah.
He waved his hand, no. You don't want to speak. Because you would have to change his voice. And
Would you mind telling us what facility you're locked up in?
I'm going towards San Francisco.
What's that?
I was going towards San Francisco, right past Sacramento.
Vacaville, he said earlier.
Yes. Well, I said Vacaville.
Oh, Vacaville. You said that.
And what are you in for?
It's true. It's a medical facility. I'm just here being evaluated before I find out where I'm going.
What are you in for if you are, in fact, in jail?
Carjacking, thief, theft, robbery, counterfeiting.
Are you a big fan of the show?
We listen to you guys every day.
How long are you in for?
Well, right now I'm looking at probably 5-10 years.
What favor are you doing for the guard that he let you use his phone?
Uh-oh. Well, I can't really tell you specifically,
right.
But I could tell you.
Suck on that, losers.
Right. I think we know what you're doing.
We're asking.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, man. What's up? Hey, Don and Mike. What's going on with
howdy,
y'all?
Howdy.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I've been locked up. I was up in Baltimore locked up, man. And I got locked. Oh, it ain't no joke. It ain't nothing like what Slim was talking about, though. You know what I mean?
What about if you mind your own business, you'll be all right?
No, because you're going to get pulled in one way or another because you can't make it without the help of somebody, you heard?
Shouldn't you just really watch? Shouldn't you just go buy the box set of Oz?
Yeah, like Mike refused to come in. You're a big man, see? The big boys, they like to jump on them first, you heard?
Oh.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, so you got to watch it. Buzz, the little dude, you got to watch it. The little dudes, they cut you. They come up quick, cut you, you know? Yeah, they be holding shanks.
Do you know the only thing that's credible about this? He sounds exactly like the Toss My Salad guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We straight.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello, yeah, howdy.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about my stay.
Okay.
All right. What state put you up, friend?
I'm sorry?
What state of the union put you up? What state were you in prison in?
I was in Georgia.
Oh,
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
And what were you in for?
I had a, I was innocent, but...
Yes.
I had a situation with a an ex-lover's lover.
Crime of passion.
That's what they say. I was innocent, but...
So, if you mind your own business, are you okay?
I just wanted to say that...
Were you raped?
The only way to, yes.
You were raped.
The only way...
I like rape.
Hold on a second. You were raped in prison.
That's correct.
How was it?
It was... You know, you got to make the best of it.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Give it a number grade between 1 and 10.
3.
A 3.
Wow. Do you keep in touch?
Unfortunately, no.
God damn,
unfortunately.
And it's a 3, you know, that's almost Hall of Fame.
Did the guy say thank you?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
We're straight.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was calling to talk to Rob about American History X. Isn't that his movie?
Oh, the Ed Norton movie? Yeah, Rob loves that movie. Yeah,
there's a lot of flaws in it. I mean, they took some license.
It's a beautiful scene in there.
There's a beautiful rape scene in there?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's very well done, don't you think? Tomorrow we'll be talking about more rape scenes, but just the beautiful ones.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tomorrow we discuss The Color Purple.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And then The Accused.
Oh, they're all great.
You know what? Let's just keep it to prison rape, though.
Prison rape.
Prison rape.
Yes.
All right, you Hello. Do your show.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hold on a second. I got to press the button. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey!
Well, what prison were you in?
Speaking of prison rape.
What?
Here's the child of prison rape.
What?
And a victim.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Tom, how do you spell prison?
Prison?
Yeah.
P-A-R-S-O-N.
All right, now how about this?
Parson.
One? It's a bad word. How about Perfect. Rape?
What?
How about rape?
R-A-M-P.
Ramp.
All right. Good boy, Tom. Perfect.
Did you hear Dave on the show the other day?
Good man.
Dave sucked.
No, he was great.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Watch it.
He was.
Watch it.
He was. He was the best.
Watch it.
Fantastic.
Watch it.
He was the best we've ever
watch
had.
It.
He was great.
He did the same thing I did before.
He was
F
great.
F you. F you. F you.
Watch it.
F you.
We love Dave.
No.
Yes, he was fantastic.
You know what? Hey, wait, Mike.
What?
Charlie?
No.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Is rape good or bad?
Bad.
Yes, very
that's
good,
right.
Tom. Is prison good or bad?
Bad.
Right. Very good. No good. Is prison love good or bad?
Bad.
No, it's wonderful.
Is the new chalupa at Taco Bell good or bad?
Hey, you know what? Guess what?
What?
You just said Taco Bell. You know what I had? I had 3 soft tacos and 2 hard tacos.
Wow. Is Super Dave good or bad?
Bad.
Bad.
Wrong.
Tom, we got to go.
What?
We got to go.
Why?
You know what? Super Dave told us if he was in prison with you, he would rape you 24 hours a day.
No, he would not. He'd get his ass kicked.
Tom, you'll want to listen on March 1st, okay?
Why?
Because Super Dave's getting a brand new suit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yes.
Yep. Nope.
Yes.
No. Nope.
He is because he's great.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he's probably
he is.
Retarded.
Watch it.
Tom,
watch
how long?
Watch it. Watch it.
What?
How long until March 1st?
F you.
Watch it.
He's fantastic. We love
F
him.
You.
Watch it.
We love him.
F you.
We love
watch
him.
Watch it. Ass.
Hey, you're the ass.
Prison rape.
Ass.
Ass.
F you.
Shut up.
Oh. Tom.
Oh, that turned
Tom.
Up.
Tom dropped the real one on us.
It's going so well up to that point.
Tom went Nagasaki on us.
Oh, wow.
It was playful F you, and then he had to come with the awful, mm-hmm. He said fire truck.
Yes, he did.
I just hit the button again, Mike.
Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
That's an old joke.
But a good one.
Tell me a word that starts with the letter F and ends with fire truck.
Fire truck, baby.
Fire truck. I
Leo Donahoe.
I like rape.
All right, enough. Enough with prison. Oh, you know what? Just ahead of Buzz's news, It is Valentine's Week.
Yes, Love Week, they
that's
call
all
it. Love
will, that's
Week.
That's all I will say, and we will talk Valentine's when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.